From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Jonathan Fenton. A Missouri Republican lawmaker is trying to tax marijuana and illegal drugs, a proposal to require a tax stamp for drugs advanced in the legislature last week. A vote of approval from a second House panel is needed before the bill can go to the full chamber for debate. The National Conference of State Legislatures report at least 20 other states now tax drugs. For example, Nebraska taxes marijuana at $100 an ounce. Dealers face additional fees if caught selling without a tax stamp. Missourians could anonymously purchase tax stamps under Republican Representative Sean Rhodes' proposal. The bill would not legalize possession of marijuana or other drugs. Conservation Federation of Missouri hosted an inaugural event at the Capitol last Thursday to raise awareness about conservation in Missouri. One topic concerning the organization revolves around the Missouri Department of Conservation. The department could see a 50% budget cut if House Bill 27 is passed. Currently, the department receives revenue through the state sales tax, which supports fish, forest, and wildlife conservation. Mark Flaspoehler is the manager of conservation programs for Ducks Unlimited. He says the proposed bill could affect his organization and several others. Flaspoehler says the purpose of the event was to communicate to the public about conservation and figure out ways conservation and legislation can all work together better. Missourians will head to the polls today for municipal elections. In Columbia, voters will elect city council seats for the 1st, 2nd, and 6th ward. The 1st ward is a special election to fill the vacated seat after Ginny Chadwick resigned. The 2nd ward incumbent, Michael Trapp, is facing a challenge from Paul Love, and the 6th ward race is between Ryan Ulis and Elizabeth Betsy Peters. Two seats for the Board of Education are also open. Incumbents Christy King and Darren Priest face a challenge from Derek Wade. Two out of the three will win a seat. In Columbia, voters will see Proposition 1 and Proposition 2 on the ballot. Proposition 1 is asking voters to approve a $63.1 million bond issue to pay for electric problems. Most of that money would pay for new power lines in southwest Columbia that the federal government is requiring to boost reliability of the electric grid. Proposition 2 asks voters to approve 25% rate increases in monthly water utility bills over each of the next five fiscal years to pay for $50 to $100 million of upgrades deemed necessary for the city's storm sewers. In Jefferson City, a new mayor will be elected tonight. Bob Scrivener, Leonard Steinman, Carrie Tiergan, Edith Vogel, Roy Wiesman, and Richard Groner are all running. In addition to a new mayor, Jefferson City School District Board positions will be on the ballot. Polls will be open until 7 p.m. Visit KBIA.org for information about polling place locations. KBIA will have coverage of the election results as they come in tonight on KBIA.org and Twitter, and will have more tomorrow during Morning Edition. Columbia City Council voted last night to deny a proposal by CVS Pharmacy to build a location in downtown Columbia. The council was in agreement that CVS would need to make changes to its plan and resubmit for it to be approved. John Clark is an activist and candidate for Columbia's 1st Ward City Council seat. He believes though the process isn't running smoothly right now, it will work out down the road.
This is foundational for how our downtown is going to grow. Up, not out, for the next 20 years, this is a battle to have fought.
The main concerns center around whether or not the building meets zoning height requirements, as well as plans for a sewer line and garbage dumpster placement. The earliest the next hearing on the proposal could be is in 90 days. The city of Avos is gearing up for its mayoral and alderman elections tonight, but a recent write-in candidate is causing a stir. Jerry Wilkerson is this year's write-in candidate for alderman in the North Ward, but his status as a convicted felon brought up questions during last year's election. Wilkerson was able to find an exception that allows felons to hold office in smaller forms of government. Denise Hubbard is the Callaway County Clerk. She says that Wilkerson first filed for the position on January 22nd.
It's not really up to my opinion whether or not I feel he should be able to run. We just follow the laws, and he filed as a write-in candidate, so he's able to be a candidate.
The other two candidates on the ballot are Terry Walker, who has held the position since 2009, and Mike Bickle. I'm Jonathan Fenton, KBIA News, Columbia.